Welcome to the Inspirational Devotions new segment called My Peace, where we showcase guests who highlight a piece of themselves with the hope of inspiring others to find internal peace. I'm Dr. L.T. Dreher, and today I'm joined by Willie James Leonard, my loving, kind-hearted, humble stepdad whose light shines brightly in every area of his life. I've never witnessed him walk past a person in need without offering a gesture of love, some encouraging words, food, if needed, or a small monetary gift. Anyone who knows Willie James intimately can easily see and feel the love and admiration he has for God, God's people, and for life. His gratitude and appreciation for family and life in general is uncanny, and he has been a blessing to my mother and extremely inspiring to me for many years. I am truly excited to learn more about his experiences of enduring through horrendous and hopeless situations to becoming a loving husband and successful small business owner. It is my honor to offer him the opportunity to inspire others by asking him to share with us his undeniable encounters with God. Who was the first person who introduced you to God?
Well, I want to say my mother down in Savannah, Georgia, pretty much almost dragged us to church, but I had our clothes ready, ironed, and took us to the church when other kids, you know, was playing on that Sunday morning, and I had to go to church. And so I think then is when I first met Christ. As a young boy.
Okay, so was that your earliest experience with God?
Yes, I want to say yes.
Okay, so who is Willie James Leonard?
Well, Willie James Leonard, a young kid that raised up down south, a young man and a man today, just got a loving heart, a giving heart, being the man I am today.
Yeah.
Which you know, loving myself and loving others as well, but I had to love myself first, Willie James Leonard.
Right.
And so,
so with
glad.
That heart, I just want to ask you a quick question. With that heart, what do you do to inspire others?
Well, to inspire others is I like to laugh, and I like to joke, and I like to see others with a smile on their face when they might not have a smile, and with their head down when I can say something positive and lift their head up. And so, yeah, to inspire others with words, yeah.
Yeah, so based off of that, can you offer a story, like from your life or just recent, that you know, if God wasn't there, you wouldn't be where you are today?
Yes, I can tell that story because, again, when we go back to Savannah, Georgia, down south, you know, I got ran over by a car. And the neighbor's son, which was church people, took care of me. But, you know, right then and there, I should have been gone. And so there was a time there was a gun to my head, and you know, the trigger wouldn't pull, and you know, a lady came out the door, and I believe that was an angel, and told the man, you know, don't do it. And so I believe, you know, there those two and others, God was there.
Definitely.
Yeah, so I'm alive right now to tell it, so that's my story.
Yeah, so is that one of the things that you're most thankful for?
Well, I'm really thankful for what God have done right now today. Like, he gave me a family, which is you and your mother, give me a wife. Mm-hmm. And so I'm so thankful for what he given me today and whatever else he got in plan and in store for me. But yeah, I just thank God for the family that I have today that's in my life.
Oh, and trust and so, me, yeah. We thank God for you too.
Yeah, and you know, again, you know, he didn't have to do it, but he did. Right. He knew what I needed, so yeah.
You bring the life and joy into our life.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. I try.
And so earlier you mentioned you had a testimony that you would like to share.
Yes. Oh, God is so good and real. And just to know when God moved for us when we don't know where it's coming from. And so, again, you know, never know when God is moving, but I was in some trouble. And so I got caught up in some mess and not realizing. And so I was in a correction center for 4 years, which was a blessing. But then I was looking at 25 to 36 years. And so God had stepped in the courtroom and turned that around. And so I can say that was the best lawyer in the world that turned it around for me, because I should have been behind the wall, but he blessed me to be in a correction center for 4 years instead of doing 25 to 36 years. And so just to know that God is a lawyer in the courtroom.
Yes.
And so I had the faith that, you know, that he was going to turn around, because I remember him speaking to me, you know, by myself, getting away from around everybody locked up. And he said, when you step in the courtroom, to just keep your head up and smile at the judge, and I'm going to do the rest. He said it just like that in the spirit. And so I got in my orange suit, went on to the courtroom. Everybody looking at me like, you know, I was going down and so on, but I already knew, you know, what the Lord said to me.
That's
and
right.
So I went in there just like he told me. And sure enough, he turned it around, and I was just praising God coming out the courtroom that day. And so when I came out the courtroom, walked down the hallway, folks were looking at me crazy, but I was just thanking God and praising him.
I know that.
You know, and just crying out, because you know, I was looking at prison time.
Right.
And so long story short, the driver that was supposed to take me to Concord say, well, I'm going to give you 6 hours. You know, you can go home and turn your own self in. That was God again, a move of God. So to be trust to go home and get myself together and get the clothes that I need and spend some time with my my lady, which is my wife today, thank God, because she was with me, you know, through it all. And so, but yeah, you know, God can turn things around in the courtroom, in the hospital, on your sick bed, you know, you name it. And so he done it for me. He did.
Yes.
And I can share that with somebody, you know, that that's going through that.
So it sounds like what you're saying, it sounds like that was a very hopeless time for you.
Yes,
in
it was.
Situation. So
right,
do you
want
to speak into someone's life who's feeling hopeless? What would you tell them if they're looking at that much time or into something that's that devastating? What would you tell them to inspire them to get them through that?
Well, what I want to tell them is, you know, real talk, that, you know, if you got a real, real relationship with God and you serving God and you being a servant for God, God will not only bless you, but he will turn some things around. But if you're not, you know, on the Lord's side and you on Satan's side, then I'm going to tell you, it ain't going to work.
Right.
You got to have him in your life to see turnaround. You got to know him to know that he's God.
And I'm sure you talked to many people that 4 years you were there.
That's right.
And inspired them and gave them hope. And you probably converted them. And God saw that.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, yeah. He's able to do it.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So as far as that testimony that we were talking about, did you still want to share that with us?
Yes. The testimony of
what happened today.
Okay, what happened today, which was yesterday, I was with one of my clients yesterday, and I've been doing work for him over by the country club. And so he had a job up in the mountains, Cheyenne Mountain. And so a friend of his. And so he picked me up downtown at Safeway. And so on the way to the job, he was like, you know, where's your car? And I said, well, it's on the side of the house. It broke down. I can't, you know, get it fixed until I get my income tax check, which is down the road. He said, well, what's wrong with it? I say, well, just about three things need to be fixed on it. He said, well, how much is it going to cost? I say, well, sir, about $340. And so he said, I'll take care of that. Mm. And so tears just began to fall out of my eyes. And I just thank God, first of all. And then I thanked him. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the order that the thing should be in.
Right.
You know, because God's the one who did it.
Right.
And so, again, you know, riding in the back seat, you know, just thanking God and, you know, tear fell. And, mm-hmm. you know, thanking God again, doing the yard for the last 2 days, which praising God, you know, in the backyard before he even did it, you know. Mm. And so you say, well, you know,
praise him in advance.
Yeah, that's right. And so today is when I take the car there. And then I gave him a call, and he get him his credit card number, and then just he said he'll pay for everything. Mm. So again, yeah, and I was like, you know, I got to work for it. I owe you. No, you know, it's just straight from his heart. Mm. I believe, you know, and so yeah, that had to be a touch of God,
definitely
something, you know, to touch his heart to bless me, and you know, it seemed like it wasn't about the price. I don't know,
right? Yes,
you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I'm being honest and real with this man, you know, and not trying to get over or nothing.
Mm-hmm. And ended up being blessed twice.
Right.
Being blessed with somebody else to try to take a job and being blessed
right.
By having the car fixed. And that
right.
Doesn't normally happen to people. So, you know, I tell you, God is good.
He is all the time. So I don't take advantage of nobody and so on. And just, you know, just do the will of God, you know, on this earth while I'm living. That's and just to hear well done, my favorite servant, when I make it home and go home and, you know.
Mm. Well, I thank you for joining me and offering your testimony
and
who Willie James Leonard is. And
I know
for me and the rest of the family, you've really been an inspiration, you know, for us and to us. And I think that you was a blessing from God, you know, to be a part of our family.
Yes.
And I just wanted to introduce you to others because you are very inspirational with some of the things that you've been through, and to come out, to God be the glory is all
and
I can say.
And then I want to say something. I just hope, you know, the words that did come out of my mouth really touch somebody, change somebody's life, you know, and hear somebody else's story, you know, it can change somebody else's life.
It really can.
All right.
Well, thanks a bunch.
Okay.
I love you.
All right. Love you too, daughter.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. God bless.
Now. God bless you. I hope you enjoyed and was inspired by this segment of My Peace. These new personal pieces will be posted to YouTube after every 5 or 10 episodes of Inspirational Devotions. So stay tuned and don't miss the next episode of My Peace coming up soon. Have a blessed day.